Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, and for those that will be listening on other devices and later on the recording. Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this beautiful sunny Sabbath on my neck of the wood. I hope that you all have pleasant weather as well. This is our lesson 330, entitled The Least of These, My Brethren. This is our chapter 70, part 2, on this blessed Sabbath, May 15, 2021. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room clearly, dear ones. Our tiny thought song for a theme is entitled More About Jesus, and our dear brother Gray will be the one to share it with us.
More about Jesus I would know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus let me learn, more of his holy will discern. Spirit of God my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus in his word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing his voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus on his throne, riches in glory all his own, more of his kingdom's sure increase, more of his coming, Prince of Peace. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Beautiful. Thank you so much, dear Brother Day. Welcome to all the dear ones that are just joining us. If any one of the little ones helped by their parents or their older siblings would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Thank you, God, for going this morning. Thank you for my mommy and my daddy. Please be with Sasha, Chantel, baby Chantel. Please be with Don. Please be with Christopher. Ashnachlin. Please be with Junior Madison Bija. Please be with her dad. Please be with everybody. Amen.
Amen.
Go
ahead. Sabbath blessings, everyone.
So blessings, everyone.
Okay, go ahead. Say your prayer.
Thank you, God, so much for having my ancestor, my aunt, my uncle, my cousin. My other cousin is Brian and Ty. And they have me for today.
Amen.
And also we have it.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We have a little poem. It's entitled A Child's Prayer. And if anyone of the little one helped by their parents would like to take one of the readings, may you do so.
Amen. Child's Prayer. Gracious Lord, we look to thee, meek and humble may we be. Pride and anger put away, make us better every day.
Teach us for our friends to pray and our parents to obey. Richest blessings from above, give them for their tender love.
Have a blessed everyone. May we find the sweets of prayer, sweeter, sharp our pastimes are. Love the Sabbath and the place where we learn to seek thy face. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, we are looking over some documents that we may be able to resume our tiny talk reading, but we will be sending this to the parents and also to the elders that they may be able to prayfully see if these materials will be able to be used. So keep praying, dear ones. Jesus is indeed at work. And leaving this beautiful song that we learned from our dear brother for the little ones to continue having faith and walking with Jesus meanwhile. A little walk with Jesus make it right, all right. A little walk with Jesus make it all right, all right. If you're naughty or unkind, praise Lord, you always find. A little walk with Jesus makes it right, all right. If anyone of the older siblings or mommies or daddies or even our guests would like to open our family and children's story with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, deliver us from evil, thy be the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Our opening song or hymn is entitled To God Be the Glory and is found on 341 in the hymn book. And if any one of the dear family would like to join in the song, you may be able to unmute your mic to do so. To God be the glory, great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son, who yielded his life and atoned for sin, and opened the life gate that all may come in. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done.
Oh, perfect redemption,
the purchase of blood. To every believer, the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done.
Great things he has taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brethren. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 14 from the King James Version, and it reads, "Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be hearers of salvation?" This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 of our new chapter entitled, Least of These My Brethren, in our storybook, Desire of Ages. Welcome to all the dear ones that are just coming in. We are in Desire Ages. We're going to be reading today pages 638 through 640. If any one of the dear brethren and family would like to take one of the verses, may you unmute your mic here.
Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. King James Version. Then shall he say,
also
unto them
on the left hand,
depart from me,
ye cursed,
into
everlasting fire.
Prepared for
the devil
and his angels.
Hey, Emma. Matthew.
Chapter 25.
Verse 42.
King James Version.
For
I was.
And hungered. And
ye
gave me
no meat.
I was thirsty. And ye gave me no drink. Thank you. Matthew chapter 25, verse 43. I was a stranger, and he took me not in. Naked, and he clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and he visited me not. Matthew chapter 25, verse 44. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee, and hungered, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Amen.
Matthew 25:45. Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, Inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me.
Matthew 25:46. And these shall go away unto everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto life eternal. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brethren. Welcome to all the dear ones that are just joining us. We are in the Desire of All Ages, page 638. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 638. But not to any class is Christ's love restricted. He identifies himself with every child of humanity, that we might become members of the heavenly family. He became a member of the earthly family. He is the Son of Man, and thus a brother to every son and daughter of Adam. His followers are not to feel themselves detached from the perishing world around them. Next slide, please. And I will bubble down for someone else to share.
They are a part of the great web of humanity, and heaven looks upon them as brothers, to sinners as well as to saints. The fallen, the erring, and the sinful, Christ loves, love embraces, and every deed of kindness done to lift a fallen soul, every act of mercy, is accepted as done to him, Desire of Ages 638, paragraph 4.
The Desire of Ages, page 639. The angels of heaven are sent forth to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. We know not now who they are. It is not yet made manifest who shall overcome and share the inheritance of the saints in life. But angels of heaven are passing throughout the length and breadth of the earth, seeking to comfort the sorrowing, to protect the imperiled, to win the hearts of men to Christ. Not one is neglected or passed by. God is no respecter of persons, and he has an equal care for all the souls he has created. Desire of Ages, page 639, paragraph 1.
The Desire of Ages, page 639. As you open your door to Christ's needy and suffering ones, you are welcoming unseen angels. You invite the companionship of heavenly beings. They bring a sacred atmosphere of joy and peace. They come with praises upon their lips, and an answering strain is heard in heaven. Every deed of mercy makes music there. The Father from his throne numbers the unselfish worshipers among his most precious treasures. Desire of Ages, page 639, paragraph 2.
Continuing the reading. Those on the left hand of Christ, those who had neglected him in the person of the poor and the suffering, were unconscious of their guilt. Satan had blinded them. They had not perceived what they owed to their brethren. They had been self-absorbed and cared not for others' needs. Desire of Ages, page 639, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear ones. Let us learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 9, verses 23 through 24 from the King James Version. These have been taken from the Desire of Ages scripture song singers in the section Character Builder of our memory verses.
Thank you.
Amen. Let us continue in our study and welcome to all the dear brethren that are just coming in. We are in the Desire Ages, page 639. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Wow. Desire of Ages, page 639. To the rich, God has given wealth that they may relieve and comfort his suffering children, but too often they are indifferent to the wants of others. They feel themselves superior to their poor brethren. So true. They do not put themselves in the poor man's place. They do not understand the temptations and the struggles of the poor, and mercy dies out of their hearts. And it's true. We see pictures of the wealthy people passing those that are poor and struggling. And it says, poor people are often most generous because they know what it's like to have nothing. And that's a very true statement. And continue on the next slide, please. Desire of Ages, page 639. In costly dwellings, in splendid churches, the rich shut themselves away from the poor. The means that God has given to bless the needy is spent in pampering, pride, and selfishness. The poor are robbed daily of the education they should have concerning the tender mercies of God, for he has made ample provision that they should be comforted with the necessities of life. And on the slide it says, of verse from Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 19, King James Version. Every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth and has given him power to eat thereof and to take his portion. From Deuteronomy chapter 16 verse 17, King James Version. Every man shall give as he is able according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. Amen. And continuing on the next slide, please. And I will bubble down to share with someone else.
Continuing, they are compelled to feel the poverty that narrows life and are often tempted to become envious, jealous, and full of evil surmising. Those who themselves have not endured the pressure of want too often threat the poor in a contentious way and make them feel that they are looked upon as paupers.
Desire of Ages, page 639, paragraph 4. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. But this one is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verses 17 to 18 from the King James Version. It's also taken from the Desire of All Ages, scripture song singer, in the section Promises from the Memory Verse.
Tongue fills his
Praise the Lord. We are still in Desire Pages, page 639. If anyone of the dear brethren would like to continue with the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
The Desire of Ages, page 639. For, Sabbath blessings, everyone. For Christ beholds it all, as he says, it was I who was hungry and thirsty. It was I who was a stranger. It was I who was sick. It was I who was in prison. While you were feasting at your bountiful spread table, I was famishing in the hovel or the empty street. While you were at ease in your luxurious home, I had not where to lay my head. While you crowded your wardrobe with rich apparel, I was destitute. While you pursued your pleasures, I languished in prison. I don't know if there's something at the bottom, because sometimes I cannot see at the bottom of the screen, but I'll bubble down and let someone else read.
It's okay, dear sister. We will continue on those little pictures in our review section where we can be able to broaden the PowerPoint. We are in Desire Ages, page 640. If anyone of the dear people would like to take the following paragraph, medium time.
One on it.
Continue the reading.
Continuing the reading, Desire of Ages, page 640. When you dole out, let me just take off my glasses, I cannot see well. When you doled out the pittance of bread to the starving poor, when you gave those flimsy garments to shield them from the biting frost, did you remember that you were given to the Lord of glory? All the days of your life, I was near you in the person of these afflicted ones, but you did not seek me. You would not enter into fellowship with me. I know you not. Desire of Ages, page 640, paragraph 1. And on the slide, it shows pictures of struggling ones and them being helped or hand being stretched out to them. And it also says, all the days of your life, I was near you in the person of these afflicted ones. And continue on the next slide. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 7, from the King James Version. Also in the section Promises of Our Memory Verses.
We care for you, casting all your care upon him, for he cared for you. 1 Peter 5, verse 7.
Amen. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our Children's Sabbath School lesson with families. And we will reserve the sixth question or anything else that you would like to ask. If it needs any research, you can be able to send it beforehand. Thursday, at least, is the latest. And I hope and pray that you all were blessed. So next week, we will have our second part of our review of our entitled study, The Least of These, My Brethren. If anyone of the little one, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close our study with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees as far as we can. Heavenly Father, who art thou in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Father, we thank you for the ability to come together and to learn about your word. We thank you for all the participations of the parents and of the little children. We thank you for their beautiful voices. And we pray that these little lessons may be the road set out for them, that they may continue worshiping you all the days of their life. Father, be with us on the second portion of the day and the studies, Father. Continue to allow everything to be to your honor and glory. Thank you, Father, again, for all your blessings. In all the name of Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, that will be May 22nd, 2021, we will continue with our part two review of our chapter 70 entitled The Least of These, My Brethren, part two. May you all have a wonderful rest of this blessed Sabbath, dear ones, leaving this beautiful scripture from 1 Thessalonians 5:23 from the King James Version. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless everyone.